Okay, we're going to start our post-race media availabilities, and we open up with the race-winning crew chief, Ben Bayshore. Ben, obviously a wild finish there. Take us through the night from your perspective on top of the box.
Yeah, it seemed like we had a decent car all night. We were able to make some passes early in the race, which was encouraging. you know, with the track conditions being such a guess all weekend, you know, it was wasn't really sure what we were going to have there, but it was good to see we had good speed all night. The rain delay obviously threw a wrench into the equation there, and then the subsequent rain delays there at the end really made the track super slick. And, yeah, just right place at the right time and able to get it at the end.
Thank you, Ben. If you have a question for Ben, please raise your hand. We'll get your mic. We'll start here with Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. When you made the decision to stay out before the end of the second stage, were you aware of how the scoring would be? And once you learned Briscoe was the leader, were you thinking, I'm going to have to protest this or what?
Yeah, that was disappointing. I was under the, you know, I've been in Xfinity or Cup for 18 years. I've never seen, you know, we don't do the stage racing that often. So it's pretty unique circumstance, you know, generally. That situation happens and they open the pits and we inherit the lead because we had come back around, but they're not counting cautions, you know, so that was a little confusing. And I think it just comes with never doing stage racing except for here or where they freeze the field. You know, just, I guess, lack of understanding on my part. But at the end of the day, we thought it was going to go back green anyhow after that rain blew through there and we would have inherited the lead. And, you know, it looked like we had a 20 car buffer back to the new tires. So it, you know, it was going to work out either way. It just, had it rained out, I'd been pretty mad.
Any more questions downstairs for Ben? Anything upstairs?
Yeah, I got one.
Go ahead.
Hi, it's Shauna Fryer with the Associated Press. I have two questions, Ben. Many, many teams seemed confused there at that first rain stoppage, but it was in the pre-race driver video. Do you guys watch that?
Yeah, we watch it every week. Now that we don't have driver meetings, yeah, we definitely make sure we watch that video every week. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. Yes, I watched the video.
I'm just making sure that you did see it because that, you know, it was in there. My second question is, overall, what did you think of this race? Is it worth it to be here on dirt?
I think it's a little bit of a novelty, but it put on some great racing, to be honest. They did a tremendous job with the track prep. You know, the track didn't get super dusty. The bottom came in for a little bit, but the top was dominant most of the night. You know, it was racy, whereas last year everyone was sort of just glued to the bottom groove and you couldn't do anything. So it was, you know, it was good to have it at night. I think that helped control the moisture in the track. And they did a really good job of track prep and made the show quite a bit better than what we had previously.
Anything else in the press box?
That's all.
Thank you. We'll come back down here to Bob.
I had two more. What has this season been? I mean, Kyle hasn't been the happiest when we've seen him. Has it been a rough year?
Yeah. I mean, we had a shot at winning Vegas, and you know, on a pit call, lost it. Other than that, you know, at times that we've kind of gotten the top five, we either got wrecked or, you know, something happened. We've had some mechanical failures. You know, it's just been up and down. Trying to learn this new car, we haven't been able to have the good long run speed. So we're searching for stuff. And so, yeah, it's been up and down and, you know, it feels like a miracle we came out of here with a win going into this weekend, just, you know, being a dirt race and not really knowing what to expect. So yeah, super excited about this weekend and it, you know, really picks the team up from sort of the rough start we had so far this year.
And did most of you guys go home to have Easter this morning? I know I heard Gibbs had given the team the option to fly back last night and come back this morning.
So I think all but two guys on my team flew back to do the Easter thing with family last night. So that was amazing. You know, with the way the schedule worked out, we were home by 9:30 and didn't have to fly back till noon today. So that was great.
up, stay in the front here to Alex.
Thank you. Alex Andreev with the Charlotte Observer. Just what has Kyle been like recently with, you know, kind of with the frustrations early in the season? And has he continued to, I guess, push you guys and kind of put pressure on you guys? What has that been like?
Yeah, no, we have some pretty good meetings after every race and just try to figure this thing out. It's when you're used to working with the same parts and pieces for so long, you know, you have a pretty good idea. All right, I should have done this, this, and this, and that would have helped my problem. You know, now it's a whole new bag of variables that you got to deal with. So us and the engineers are still trying to figure out, trying to give him the feel he's looking for in this new car with the new suspension packages. And, you know, it's a work in progress, like I'm sure every team is. You know, the learning curve is really steep right now, being, what, 8 or 9 races into the season. I'm sure in another 8 or 9 we'll look back on what we did this weekend and, like, why'd we do that? You know, just everyone's learning so fast right now and developing, you know, what they think is the best package for each weekend. So it's Kyle's been really good, giving us good feedback and really working on our cars and trying to get them better every week.
Any more questions for Ben? Anything in the press box?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Ben, and good luck next week in Talladega.
All right. Thank you.